In nearby Red Cliff, legendary resort and casino manager Kevin Lehan compared last weekend to the busiest weekend of the year.
Yeah, we've got a real big rush. The hotel is usually booked. Last weekend was up in the Applefest weekend almost.
The Bayfield Apple Festival draws 50,000 people over a three-day weekend in October. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Resources Manager Julie Van Stappen says last weekend's 20,000 visitors came from all over the world.
I've never heard as many foreign voices in the park. I actually was on the ice this weekend and talked to a number of folks, and you know, a lot of them are Wisconsin or local, quite a few from the Twin Cities. I talked to one couple that had come here from Southern California just for this.
She says that put them over 100,000 to about 120,000 visitors in less than 2 months. But the warming weather is also a message to be more careful at the ice caves.
There have been ice formations that have fallen down and columns that have broken up. So I think there'll be increasing amounts of that. So we want to make sure that people really are conscious of not standing directly under some of the big ice formations.
Van Stappen says satellite shots show Lake Superior with increasing amounts of blue, but ice in and around the ice caves remains thick. Night temps will continue to be below freezing this week. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.